I wanted to get to this, actually. The NZTA has put businesses ahead of safety for most of its 11-year history and has created a culture where staff involved in vehicle safety were neglected and afraid to speak out for fear of losing their job. A review has found that widespread problems as a transport regulator by adopting light-touch regulation technique developed in the 1990s, and it drew on parallels with the Pike River tragedy of 2010, which changed the way regulation was carried out in New Zealand. Transport Minister Phil Twyford laid the blame for a rise in deaths at the feet of National, that the NZTA was encouraged to build roads at the expense of a regulatory mandate. But the final report didn't blame anyone for a rising road toll, but the Ministry Chief Executive Peter Mersey said that it was a wake-up call and the Ministry must take responsibility. $45 million in additional funding will be put towards boosting the regulatory capacity of the organisation, and the government has accepted all the recommendations of the report. And nearly 400 lives were lost on New Zealand roads in 2018, making it the country's worst annual road toll in a decade. Round the panel, Peter, do you want to start? The general theme here, calls for better regulation to make our roads safer.
Our roads do need to be made safer. Our existing major highways, it just amazes me we still have so many kinks and twists and bends in them, and we don't have more double laning. I think that what we've focused on, and understandably, has been speed and enforcement, and assume that that automatically leads to safety. It's a contributor, but not the major contributor. So I think that an environment that focuses more on the broader picture, but also the regulatory stuff, like, for instance, the scandal with the warrants of fitness that were being dished out like sort of bus tickets, really. I think tightening up in all of those areas is critical. But let's not kid ourselves that will automatically lead to a reduction in the road toll. We then need to start to address issues of driver attitude.
Besides, right?
And
yes. A key damning quote, Michelle, was to quote, "The agency didn't see itself as a regulator. It saw itself as a customer service organisation," unquote. Is that an issue?
Look, I don't know. When these issues of tests in the bureaucracy come up, you just never know what to believe. What I do know is this, that when you build big four-lane highways with median barriers down them, it's a hell of a lot safer than winding two-lane roads with the occasional double lane so people can overtake. And it's ridiculous for Twyford to say that the money the national government spent on building those big highways shouldn't have been spent, because they are safer. The biggest jump in road safety that occurred in New Zealand was when we started using median barriers. It was nothing to do with speed limits, nothing to do with driver behaviour. It's simply managing the cars on the roads. And if we have new highways with median barriers on them, we will have safer roads. End of story.
Which is kind of what they're doing, though, aren't they?
Because they're not building the roads. They've taken away all those major projects and said, oh, no, we've got to have cycle lanes.
Michelle,
no, it's true.
Come on.
They are not building. They've taken away the major road projects. I thought you were going to cut me off there because you didn't agree with
never
me.
Never cut you off. Never cut you off. We'll keep you going forever. But look, I'm just looking at the 870Ks of high volume, high risk state highways that'll be safer by 21. You've got improvements like median barriers, side barriers, you've got rumble strips, you've got fixing dangerous corners, you've got installing roadside median safety barriers, shoulder widening, improving skid resistance. All of this is part of this massive $1.5 billion package that they announced.
A
year ago.
That's fine, but that's not going to fix every two-lane winding road that goes up and down hills between here and Northland, which is where people have accidents because there's only two lanes. They get stuck behind a truck and they overtake when they shouldn't.
I think there's a mentality attitude here that's got to change too, that the mentality seems to be at the moment, look, for various reasons, we've got these narrow winding roads that are difficult. People will drive to the conditions. The problem is you've got cars today that are more powerful, have got more capacity to adjust to various road conditions, and an expectation in the public mind that they can get from A to B more rapidly. So I just don't think sort of relying on the fact that because the road is difficult, you'll drive to the conditions is realistic anymore.
Do you both think
you need to actually improve the circumstances of those roads?
Wider ending note, do you feel that New Zealand roads are safe? Do you get a sense that they're safe? What do you reckon, Peter?
By and large, but I see some appalling behaviour on the roads from people passing at, you know, blind corners, people who aren't just doing 10k over the speed limit, which I think is probably immaterial, but doing 20, 30, 40k over the speed limit.
Michelle, yeah, look, I was driven back from Whangarei last night, very late. It was dark for the whole trip. Fortunately, I wasn't driving, but I didn't feel unsafe, but I was with a really good driver who I knew would not take silly risks in a good car that had the capacity to speed up if it needed to when it was in trouble by someone doing something silly on the roads. So I don't think the problem is there are some roads that are not safe enough, clearly, but I think Peter's right. Driver behaviour is a bigger problem than the roads themselves.